Cheers to life.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Lagos. How are you doing? 7 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to the nation's number one talk, news and sports radio station. And we are live broadcasting from Itumiyang Crescent, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Mary Anna Cone. She is...
Info girl. You know what time it is.
I'm never going to be able to keep a straight face when you do this. It's just because people don't see what you do.
No, they don't see it. You can actually see it when you join our live stream. You know that.
But yeah, you can listen to us live from anywhere in the world. Okay, just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm, or better still, just download the mobile application so you never miss out on anything. Well, it's Friday. It's Friday. You people are calm. Why are you so calm? Come on.
Why are you boring?
I know it can be a tiring week. You know, if you are target and you have not met it, it can be a tiring weekend. But who cares?
I told you about the target they gave me yesterday night.
Who cares? Guys, so I asked a very simple question this morning. I asked her, did you have a good night? Did you sleep well?
I said yes.
Or were you flying? And she said yes, that she had a target to meet. That they gave her a new target. Are you right?
Yeah. He asked me the target now, so you're probably just
a flying target. So, what are you? Are you now a pilot?
That kind of thing.
Yeah, which aeronautic school you go?
You want me to mention names? You want me to mention names?
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
Please.
I don't want to put myself out there yet.
No. Please indulge me. What aviation school did you go to?
So actually. So the thing is, you know, I'm a professional at this thing. So you probably won't believe me. That's the thing. And that's why the fact that you're even laughing.
Honey, I asked a simple question.
You're not even encouraging me to continue talking about
this. I asked a very simple question.
I'm not going
to
say anything.
What aviation school did you go to? It's very simple.
There are lots of them in Nigeria.
What education? Okay, which one did you go to?
Now, you know it's What's Up Lagos, right? What's up, Lagos baby?
Off your mic. Honorable Center. As usual, we start off the show with our musings for the day. So we get to muse on something because it's Friday, very light. And then even the second hour is going to be something light.
Very light.
Very light.
Or lighter.
But of course, we start with our sound off. We sound off on social, economic, and even political issues. And right after that, we go into our musings. And then on Fridays, we serve you soft. So it's called Soft Serve. And... you guys, I brought one matter. It's even juicier than yesterday's one.
Are you single?
Yes, actually.
I am also bring your place. Let's serve you.
Yes. So, good morning once again, Lagos. It's time for Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Yes, we want to sound off this morning. And the federal government has said that they are making a move to end extrajudicial killings. Mm. Yes. Extrajudicial killings in Nigeria. Yes. And that's what we want to sound off on this morning. So I'm going to give you a little background and then we'll all just sound off on it. But don't forget, Sound Off, you can't call me. You can't tell me your thoughts. This is me helping you, or this is us helping you to sound off on the issue. It's something that you're talking about or, you know, grumbling or murmuring about, but then we're helping you talk about it. We're taking it off your chest, okay? So apparently tired of the needless elimination of innocent citizens by men of the Nigeria Police Force, the federal government has organized a one-day sensitization and capacity-building workshop on emotional intelligence for the rank and file to end judicial killings and improve service delivery. Now, the Minister of Police Affairs, Dr. Mohammed Maigari, who opened the event yesterday in Yola, Adamawa State, observed that due to the demanding nature of policing, an officer is exposed to stress and anxiety. Please, let's underline the two words, stress and anxiety, which could be transferred to members of the public, thus resulting to infractions. He acknowledged that the near absence of self-management in some policemen had soiled the image of the force. In his words, I'd like to quote him directly. The good news is that the Ministry of Police Affairs is working closely with the police management to institutionalize service orientation among officers and men of the Nigeria Police Force to deepen citizens' trust, confidence, and increase participation for robust intelligence. End of quote. So we're in 2023, and in 2022, just on Christmas Day, before Christmas Day, a guy was shot at. On Christmas Day, a woman was shot at, a lawyer who had two babies in her, so three people died. And this is just one out of the many things that we've all pushed against. We've been shouting. It's not today. It's not even 5 years ago. It's not 6 years ago. Nigerians have continuously shouted and screamed and asked that when we talk about police reforms, it should not end with reshuffling them.
Or changing the name.
Or moving them from one police station to another place, or changing the name like NNPC, rechristening and christening. Yes, putting PLC and limited. Removing force and calling it Nigeria Police. It doesn't change. That's not what we're asking. Yes, the re-engineering of the Nigeria Police entails a lot. But most importantly, and I want to go back, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to October 20, 2020. One of the reasons why young people were on the road, they were not just talking about police brutality, but they were looking at ways that we can better the loss of the average police person. Because you see, a policeman who's transferred to a place, he doesn't have where to stay. He's being moved from, let's say, Kaduna to Lagos. His line manager, who is a police officer, has held on to the money that his transfer allowance, has held on to that money. So the man has nowhere to stay. He has nowhere to go. So he sleeps in an abandoned vehicle in front of the police station, wakes up in the morning, goes shower, and then gets ready. You give him a gun. His uniform, he has to look for money to continue to make it look good and crispy. How is that person supposed to police this country properly? That's it. But I'm glad, very glad that the police is awake to his responsibility all of a sudden in 2023. Yes. Congratulations, guys.
We're very impressed.
Congratulations.
And to add to this, I mean, when a woman says this with a beautiful voice and another one echoing by the side, we don't seem to get the import of this. Let me do it with a gutter voice. You guys are taking us for granted. People are dead and we're having a conference. We are sitting together. We are talking about it. We leave no stone unturned mentality again. No stone unturned. We will make sure a workshop in Abuja will stop someone in Ogba. We'll stop another person in Idumagbo. Policemen live where dogs cannot sleep. I'm not kidding.
It's
terrible. Go to a barrack and you see.
Visit a police barrack.
That is why do you think dogs are aggressive? Dogs that live inside houses where human beings live, that have where they stay, a porch side, they don't bark that hard. They don't do it. But if you put a dog in a cage, a dog, that's where it's supposed to be. It is aggressive. You train, you give it the food when you need to. But policeman stays where your dog can't stay there. And they have guns, and they stand on the road. Anything for the boys is not a demand. It's not asking if you will give me. You must give me.
Yes.
You're being in an air-conditioned car is an offense. You're sitting down looking beautiful is annoying to them because of where they're coming from. And you want to solve this, and you're having a conversation. Without even asked for the budget of what they did in Abuja. Some monies must have been given.
Of course.
A press briefing. Yes. Oh, we must give some. What solution is that bringing to Nigeria? Training and retraining. We see them share rights and Sandy in the. What are you training the policemen? What is in their heads? This is getting bad. Someone will be killed today. if we're not careful.
Hopefully not.
Someone could be killed today because you have done nothing about it.
And I just want to say that, please, we're tired. We're really tired of the lip service. This we're tired of the tea parties.
We're frustrated.
Do it. We want to see action. Don't even talk to us. Do it. Let's
don't
see.
Say anything.
Let's
train
see what you're doing.
Retreat. Policemen wearing flip-flops. They're wearing slippers with AK-47.
They are wrapping Igbo in the corner with Igbo boys.
Yes, you carry alcohol in the car. Police do anything for the boys. You give a policeman
and
alcohol.
And he will gladly take it in his uniform.
I've seen policemen in beer parlors with gun in front of them drinking beer. And you are telling me what you are doing in Abuja will solve the problem. We don't want paper reforms. Don't insult us.
We don't want paper rejigging. If you're going to deal with their mental health, we want to see it happen. Let it happen. Then we can now have something to go by. But don't tell us what you want to do. Do it first.
And I think you that have thought that this is a solution, start with yourself and mental health.
Thank you. And that's Sound Off. The official noise makers on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 97.3 Nigeria Info. We just want to let you know that we're paid to make noise.
Yes.
Yes.
We have this.
Professionally.
Pleasing noise.
People actually make noise professionally.
Because noise is actually relative.
Yeah.
If you get behind the mic and you just go, wow, that's
like,
noise.
Wah! Like,
what is it? What's up, Lagos? It affects you emotionally, psychologically, financially.
Especially in a country where greeting is very important. You come
exactly.
and you greet with noise.
Exactly.
That's a good
yes.
thing.
So
that's
it's
a good
the,
thing.
The
yes,
exponential intelligence quotient of the person applying
it's
the
okay.
formula.
It's okay.
Yes, yes, what he said. Yeah. What he said.
Chemistry like, engineers.
No.
Yeah. No, that's not it.
There's a difference between an engineer and near engine.
Good. And you know that thing too.
Yes, some people sit down near engine and they know nothing about engineering.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you get a mechanic by the roadside, say your car is overheating, the person goes to the battery, you are finished. That guy will kill you. He will fleece you. So there's difference between, are you an engineer or are you near engine?
Oh, yeah. Funny enough, I thought it was the thing I know. This one is different. This is high.
No, this is high knowledge.
Really high.
I get this is when I'm dreaming.
When you're dreaming.
Yeah. God.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's another day of madness. But let's go to our musings quickly because we have to go for a quick break. That's Stretch, guys. Just so you know.
Amusement.
That's the person that comes here.
I shall not greet anybody.
He's so
good.
Keep your greeting to yourself.
All of you.
I are greeting us. Don't
you are shaking back.
All of you.
Banjo, who we buy?
He's from Judas Iscariot.
I don't understand. They betrayed you.
Yes.
Who are they?
Thank you very much for that question, moderator. Can we go on? Yeah, thank you very much for that question.
I'm done
Strong.
With you. All right, let's go to our music quickly because we don't have time. I don't know why. Anyway, so we're talking honesty this morning. And this goes to everybody in this studio because I know I'm very honest.
Yes.
I know this. So be honest. I like the way she's looking at me. She's like, is it not you that I know? I'm very honest. Like, guys, oh my God. If you catch your dad cheating, how will you tell your mom?
Cheating what?
And if you
cheating what?
And if you caught your mom cheating, how do you tell your dad?
Cheating what? What do you mean by cheating? Explain cheating.
How?
Because now it doesn't seem as if I know the meaning of
cheating.
Honest. So what is cheating? If honest, cheating how?
Cheating on your mother.
How?
Like he's with another woman or he took meat from the pot.
That's
stealing.
Another woman.
Stealing, that's different.
He's cheating on me.
Stealing.
He's cheating on me.
Cheating on me. Church, okay. Why are you so unserious?
Thank you very much for that question. But go on.
Stealing and cheating.
Yes, and can we go on and
Mimi, Ayo, do the thing.
Do the thing. Yes, thank you for reminding me.
So what would you do now?
Why are you guys so evil? I'm crying. I can't do it.
Okay, stop crying.
We're going for
so what she said is we are going on the break, we'll be back.
Every spirit that is not identifiable, we bind you.
The people like Miranda want to give testimony, they will shout down.
Praise.
Yes, Sister Maria, you have 1 minute. Okay, can I give a special song?
She will not say it.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all.
Sister Maria, you have 1 minute.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all.
You have 1 minute. Get off your mic.
That's what they will do now. They will not switch off the mic from the control
room. Sister Maria, you have 1 minute now.
You should not see what the Lord has done. Brethren.
Yes.
1 hour is not gonna be enough.
You have only 1 minute.
Marian, you first say it all started on Thursday.
No. Brethren, it all started in the year 1922. Amen.
When I was leaving church on Wednesday, nobody knew that I will come here today.
But look at me now.
Look at me. Jehovah.
You have only 1 minute. Sister Maria, you have 1 minute.
People who do this, you are a nuisance in church.
Yeah, we agree.
No, you are spiritual people. I'm for you. I'm rooting for you. Continue.
Ruth Benemiti.
we can't say the annuity. I'm rooting for you.
They're old dance.
Okay. Anyway, so before we went on that break, we did ask a question. If you found a parent of yours cheating on the other parent, for example, you're cheating on mom, how would you tell mom? And if you found mom cheating on dad, how do you tell them?
I don't interfere in people's marriages.
This is not people. This is...
What? There are not people.
Your parent.
And they were married before I came to earth.
To this
so
life.
What experience?
So you cannot involve yourself in things that you don't understand.
Yes. So if I see my father, and one, he's acting role of father, and the worst I could do, if mom catch him with signs. But if she doesn't
Which kind
catch,
of signs?
This kind signs of... and wonders.
The signs, for instance, now he makes a mistake. But if he's neat about it and I just see him somewhere, I'm not his wife. And if I see mom doing the same thing, I'm not.
I can just say, your husband is doing something, no? Well, check him out.
You will tell her. She will say, sit down, my daughter. What is he doing?
I don't know. If you can just leave the house now and go straight down. You see your husband.
So you will tell.
I won't even lie. The kind of person I am.
Yeah.
I probably just make my dad feel like, what you're doing, I know.
Okay.
So he'll be uncomfortable, but I won't tell my mom. I don't know how to tell my mom. She has to find out herself.
Okay.
Wow. I don't want to spoil their relationship.
Which relationship?
Because you see this husband and wife.
Yeah.
When they were settled, wash plate.
So who told you about it? Isn't that your daughter Feta? She told me now.
Yes.
But you see,
are you sure they don't exchange her in the hospital?
Yeah.
You're
even letting our daughter see you in that situation.
But why would you have dropped the ball like that?
Who?
You couldn't have allowed that to see. You can't even keep your tracks covered.
Look at it's not about me, your wife. It's about your daughter.
In fact, look at what you're setting.
Okay, your father will say, Feta.
Hey, wait. No. That's not. Feta, look, baby, leave, baby, 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 baby.
Yes, daddy. What did you tell your mother?
I don't know what came over me. Please. Help me.
Please join the conversation. These guys in the studio, please take them out now. 0700 993 993 993 993. It's a very serious conversation. How would you? So we're not saying will you tell or will you not. We're saying how would you tell?
If you will not tell, don't call. How will you tell?
How will you tell? Because I have, for example, I have a very special relationship with my mother. How are you gonna break her heart? Because it's the how to.
Me and my dad, we are paddy. So
no, I have a special relationship with my mom. But I'm my dad's girlfriend. So you see. It's a 50-50 thing.
You are a snitch.
Yes. The biggest snitch.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. And if you're a lady, call 01465-7190 or tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We have a post up there. And of course, you can also send us a message on our WhatsApp. All right, let's go. WhatsApp Lagos is the password. So when you call, give it to us. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes, alive. Yes, alive.
Man.
Yes. Good morning.
I like you away.
Thank you.
Now, my brother, I greet you, people.
Thank you.
I want to talk to my name this morning. I'm an Erujeje ambassador. They are giving me ambassador.
You are selling a product on our radio station without paying us.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Please go to the point, Shades.
Okay. The point is that, you see that question? That question is a PhD, it's a conglomerate, and it's an ESY question. Before my head, go boss. Thank you very much.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
He's well, though.
Hmm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Please, oh.
Hello.
The conglomerate.
Why are you calling the ladies' line, please?
Yes, you shouldn't be here.
You shouldn't be calling the ladies' line. Goodbye,
move,
sir.
Move.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning,
Maryam and Seth. You see, I'm with Stretch on this.
Yeah.
See, I'm married couples, I have not. However, in every marriage, I believe that you should know what your job roles are as a mother and as a father. If your job roles are being tapped, I don't think I should bother you, but I let you know that that's not the right thing to do. I'm sure she knows, as a wife, you know what your husband is doing. You see the phone calls, you see the text messages. You not talk. Me, will be your peer, I'll tell you.
I not get work.
No, where the marriage, where they are to the manage.
Before they remove
how can you tell that everybody knows? Why are you assuming that they all know?
No, Mirah, let's stop.
They know. You want them to cancel my inheritance?
And it's because of me they are still doing the marriage. So am I the one scattering it?
They're scattering it.
Is it because of me?
Yes, now.
So my father is 65 and in get girlfriend. Nanny, go come tell
you. At this age, so they remove me from inheritance.
God bless you,
Jare.
Look
God
at
bless
them,
you.
Children of the world.
Leave it. So I'll be the one to come and say. So the mother will say, "I know your father has been cheating, but it's because of my children." So the child then knows that they will break up, and my inheritance will be split.
So that's all you care about?
No, you won't care about your inheritance.
What's inheritance?
First, as you are working here now, you say, "Look, if you like,
you
don't pay me salary."
You care about the unity of the family.
What's your
exactly? I care about the institution of marriage.
Where is it?
You can't
it's somewhere on the balandi.
You can't touch.
It's on the balandi. So, institution of marriage. I know institution of higher learning. So, institution of marriage should be a place.
But this thing is not funny, really. Like, you know that your father or your mother is cheating on one person.
What's not funny
like,
about it?
Really, it affects the way you actually see that person. For
I
example,
don't
now,
see them anyhow.
Oh, literally, you it's drop true. From that pedestal.
Okay,
you become.
Okay, you guys.
You are now my guy.
Like,
you I'm serious.
Talk for yourself.
I can't even be looking at if you just be shouting at me and you say, "Oh, God, don't try me. I know what you're
okay,
doing.
What
I know
if
something.
You, let me tell you, people, what if you, the youth, are cheating in that your relationship?
Which youth?
You might have a relationship, boyfriend.
I'm not so cheat. I don't cheat. I'm not the father in my family.
I see.
But I cheat. So you have been cheating.
Better.
Not into this thing.
You don't bring
youth. We are talking about aged people. You are bringing.
What aged people?
It's true. 0700-993-993-993. These people are not normal. I tell you. I kid you not. They're not normal. I tell you. They're not normal. And that's why they get paid, though. Yeah. Hello, sir. Good morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What up? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
This is Kene calling. Friends, good morning.
Hey, Kene, KKD.
How do you make happy new year?
Nah, same to you, my brother.
If you don't greet me, I'll greet you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mimi. It's better. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. They say that smokers are liable to die. But let me tell you, those who do not mind their business die younger than smokers.
Yes.
Sorry, in this context, what is your business?
I, have to mind my business. Let them be, let
which
them
one is your business now?
His business is being a child, a obedient child.
This one, like this child.
Yes. Yes.
I will keep quiet because I can't saw nothing.
Yes. He's you didn't see anything, my brother.
See no evil.
Yes.
May you see not.
Now, God bless
may
you.
May you continue to see nothing.
You live long.
What if the mother doesn't actually know? It means that you beat
the
mother.
That's why I queried that caller who was saying, the women know. Not every woman knows. Some people, it comes to them as a shocker because the men are very smart enough to cover their tracks.
Don't do it like that because both can cheat. Don't say men are.
No. She talks about women. I'm addressing what she said.
Don't ever.
I am addressing women. Look at them. Men are what?
Men are men. Now,
yeah, men are what? Men in black.
Men that will stain your black.
Yeah. they will stain even the black that you are wearing.
This woman carried you for 9 months, even 10.
Did I beg her?
And then now you find out that her.
And you always notice that she's sad. Yes, she's been abandoned. And then all of a sudden you now find out has been causing the abandonment program.
So wait, you guys have done moved this cheating now to just men cheating.
No, we're not.
It's equal.
When I asked the question, I said if it happened to your mom or your dad.
Exactly. So why is this speech?
No, we were addressing that lady's.
Have you finished addressing the lady? Can we move on?
Yes. And it could happen also to the man. The man could be abandoned. Remember yesterday? The lawyer said that they could live together and be
separation.
But that's what we're saying.
No, someone's telling me carry you and you film her for 9 months. What does that mean?
Face her now. Why are you facing me?
Two of you are the same.
It happens to the woman in this case where I'm sitting in this angle that I'm sitting.
Okay, this angle I'm sitting happened to the man.
The picture I'm painting now is a woman that you're affecting.
Your brush is spoiled.
This woman.
You have stopped painting.
What is that? My brush is what?
The brush is what you used to
it's
paint.
It's not fault. It's
guys,
you
can't paint. I'm taking another call.
It's a bright red.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lego?
What's up? Hey! Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joy calling.
Hi, welcome, Joy.
See, if I catch my dad like that, I will say it to.
If you catch your mom, go.
Yes, so.
What if you catch your mom,
go? Where is your?
Maybe I saw my dad with another girl in a beer parlor.
What about your mom? What if you catch your mom? Stop talking about dad alone.
See this guy, yo.
Yes, see this baby.
Women, not they.
Joy, that one alive, yo. That one alive, Joy.
Wait.
I am waiting.
I'm talking about my mother now.
No, the other ones are not people's mothers.
They're not people's mothers.
My own mother that gave birth to me. That's what I'm talking about.
You can vouch for her.
Catch my dad,
can you imagine?
Maybe dear parlor. You know what I will do?
You will drink with them.
Make sure I take my mother past that place.
So that what will happen?
You'll be saying, "Mommy, look at what these men are doing in this place."
So let me ask you a question: who is the man cheating with? Is he cheating with a refrigerator? Is it with a woman?
You are serious?
Is it with a woman?
I don't know the kind of comedian you are.
Leave me alone.
Thank you, Joy, for
Leave
calling. This has turned into a shouting match. Yes. Like, literally, between you and her.
Yes.
I do not know what you're about.
Yes.
Away.
Leave it.
Okay.
Right. So, this one says, my name is Joseph Osisi. If I caught my dad cheating, it's simple.
So is that?
I will just tell my mom like this. Daddy is doing...
Daddy is cheating with
Mama. Good luck. Then Gideon says that what's up, Lagos? Now to open business, Bidato, I will bankroll it with proceeds from blackmail from the affected parents.
Hey,
anyways, I'm a blackmail,
child.
Not a blackmail.
Yeah, if I collect money, that means I have offended God. What I will do as a respectable child is that I will
respect.
All of a sudden, you're irrespective.
Irrespectable.
Yes, can I finish?
Ebe.
I will keep
because we know him.
I will keep on being a child. A child is innocent. I did not see anything.
No.
If the wife.
We did not name you innocent. We named you Stretch.
A child is. I'm not saying.
Yes, but you are not innocent.
If you go to the syntax.
Okay, educate me now.
In that. You will realize that I said a child is hypothetical.
And you are not
a child. You're trying to personalize
but
that,
you are not
that
a child, sir.
You.
Am I a piece of wood?
I put it to you, sir, that you are not a child. You are a log of wood, not a piece. You are a log.
I put it back to you. Because in this situation,
people are, yeah, in this situation, people are believing that it's only the man that cheats.
No.
So I'm not talking about two of you. Calm down. Because somebody goes, he carries me an name for 9
But it's true now. For it's true. It's 9 months now.
No, honey. So carrying you for 9 months doesn't stop her from cheating.
At all.
And I'm just saying that it's 9 months now. It's the standard.
But I also can't blindly trust my mother because she gave birth to me. I respect her. I love her. But if she's cheating on my dad, then you have dropped the ball.
Yeah.
That's simple. So I can't you also say, oh, it's only men that cheat. They cheat with what?
Exactly. That's what I was asking the other one. If a man, because a man that is 72, is likely he cheats with somebody 50 or whatever. Even
no, you can't put it.
I said likely. If he's going to be an 80
whatever his preference is, yeah. Depends on his preference.
So
yes.
The person he's cheating with is female in this part.
Absolutely.
At least. And the person is not an air conditioner or a refrigerator.
It's just like when people say, oh, a woman cheated, her husband should not allow her stay. But when the man cheats, the wife should allow him to stay, you know, just to save the family. And then I ask, when they say women, fear women, what about the men that made you fear the women?
Dread men.
I beg, let's go back to the phone lines. What's all this?
I will not be hearing you talk about men.
I beg. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Emeka speaking from Apa. You see, I've been listening to callers and some of you in the studio. You see, for my mother or my father to cheat, do you know the depth of that action? I go just open my mind, talk anything.
Ooh.
So if I see my mother cheat on her, I go report to the other. What thing I want cause?
Exactly.
Iraq and Iran war. They train me, but they impact good morale into me. I go just laugh, talk anything I like.
Yeah.
If I tell my mother, I want cause problem for them.
Mm-hmm.
I go they happy as their child.
Exactly.
It's terrible. This is what Nigerians are.
Hmm.
That's why we walk on our street. You see the way we behave. We behave like animals when they're for bush. I cannot confront my father, cannot confront my mother. Discuss with them. To talk sense into that person. Why will I cause more confusion?
His voice has thinned down.
We'll see it back. But that is why we keep on using prayer to support, to deceive ourselves. It is painful.
Okay.
Thank you.
We can tell.
Stretch, please. Yeah, you don't support that man because we know where you stand on
this. No. He's on with me. He's on.
You said you're not going to say anything. He said he's going to speak out.
No. He said what will he say to his mom or dad? What does he want to cause by going? You are not paying attention.
I was paying attention.
No.
Yes, that's what he meant. What kind of war is he trying to?
War is he starting? What will he say?
But sir, this is a case of withholding information, valid information.
He's saying the consequences of the information will be.
But there are also consequences, whether she knows or not, because one day there's nothing hidden under the sun.
Marriage.
She's going to find out one way or the other. It might not be me.
She might not.
Really?
She might not, and he might not find
her. Anyway, Inkiru from Gwagada says, good morning. I would definitely tell my mom if I caught my dad. Reason being that I don't want her to catch HIV and other infection. I have to
God bless you.
I have to let her in the know so that she can protect herself. Mm-hmm. A lot of women have died because of the same. Goes for the men. I also tell my dad so if my mom does the same.
Absolutely. Okay. Stretch, I just want to put something out there. There are a lot of STDs like floating in the air right now. I think it was a report that was released about the number of people who are leaving with herpes, hepatitis B and HIV AIDS because of multiple sexual partners. And so she's making a very interesting point.
Okay.
Yeah. Stretch has not kept quiet. His voice has come down.
For the family too.
I said okay.
Okay. So she's looking out for the family, not trying to cause a war.
Yeah. Look out.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Hey, you're alive. Hey, stretch to life. Good morning. Ha! That's the energy I need this morning. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Let me tell you something. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. See, let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
If you cannot speak out for your parents.
They will not
keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, don't blame those who can speak out.
Mm-hmm.
The man that is already going out and the woman that is already going out, the war is already in that place. And if you don't speak out, you don't know the destruction that will come out later. Mm. That you'll be blaming yourself. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Interesting. So she's saying, if you do not have, you cannot gather, you know, the confidence to talk to any of your parents, either of your parents, whoever you was caught, the caughtee. If you cannot, was there a cut?
There must have been a cut.
There was a cut. Yes. So the caughtee in this case, whoever the caughtee is, if you are not able to tell them or talk to them, then don't blame the one that is able to tell the caughtee that they had been caught and there was a cut. Please don't try this at home. This is not Queen's English. Hello. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey.
So good. Talk fast, oh, cheers to life. Oh, we have to go for a quick break right now, unfortunately. When we come back, we need more What's Up Lagos. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
How do you know how it happened? You? Ah, my people that I wrote to run based on Jazzy again.
God, you just reminded me of that Ogbona Feli Feli song. I love it.
Is it Feli Feli?
Ogbona Feli Feli or something.
That's what she said. She said Ogbona Feli Feli, not Ogbona Feli Feli.
I heard Ogbona Feli Feli. Let's rewind this thing. Oh yeah, rewind.
Are you kidding?
Let's use VAR.
Oh God, no.
Better.
I'm in the wrong crowd, guys, I promise.
You know, that's the thing. I can't even be serious around you guys. It's terrible.
Those that are serious and the ox people.
Anyway, guys, it's still What's Up Lagos.
Who told you?
And what?
I'm very sure. We bring fun.
Please, not stretch. Please, I beg you.
Okay.
I beg you.
I won't talk again about Black Lives Matter.
From Navy Blue.
Yeah.
Anyway, we asked a very simple question and there was a controversy of sorts. It was now a battle of the sexes as to whose mother is the most perfect. Why all the men?
Funny enough, I think like with the injuries we got, we know whose parents now is good and bad.
No, so no, we know the people that support the women, you know, women supporting women, they will die for their mothers.
And I also feel like some of the people who called kind of made us feel like, you know, who is likely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm just saying.
Why are you so judgmental?
I don't know. I just, you know.
Anyway, we're asking a simple question. If you found your mom cheating on your dad or your dad cheating on your mom, how would you tell them? We're not asking you if you would tell them, we're asking how will you tell them. So plot a graph from with angle x
find x.
I tell you what, I would write everything in my exam. Once you got to that plotting of graph, I would be sweaty.
Okay. Your one is even better. I leave it all to the Lord. And he has never failed me.
That's the part you start singing. I have a God that will never fail me.
Mathematics. The person that is interested in
mathematics. But look at me now.
Stretch.
Look at what?
Stretch, say it again.
Mathematics. The person that invented mathematics. Then after I invented mathematics, they went and said they want to do further math. Have I survived mathematics?
And then after further math, I had added math.
Add math.
Body math, I'm gone.
Hey! So did you know anything in
my class? You know, I did Bodmas theory.
I just wanted to clear the air.
Theorem. Angle 360.
Can we stay on course?
Yes. We're plotting the graph on how to tell our mom or dad.
Do you leave an anonymous message on her table?
Or do you direct them in
the direction?
Or is it when you're doing devotion and they say pray?
Father Lord, we pray against every cheating partner in this family.
Or say that Auntie Mary that comes here.
Auntie Mary.
If her intentions are not pure, may she die.
I want to collect my daddy from my mom.
Yes. Anything that makes God will not let my mother derail. Mommy, you will not derail in Jesus.
Hey,
what is wrong with you?
That's that long
here. But I have to find my daddy every time.
Ah, no, that's not prayer again.
No, 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 yeah. No, no. That one you say, no, any person that comes here after daddy has left.
Yes.
No, they are coming here to cause confusion. God
can be daddy's friends now. You have to be very.
Anybody that is coming here to cause confusion when mommy is not around.
I could be daddy's friends.
Die by fire.
There will be a conference after the prayer. Say, hey, come, Marianne. You are praying some prayer this morning.
You say you dream about it.
Yes. Yeah.
Just to, you know.
No, I had an unction.
Yeah, what did your unction? What's the name of the person?
Unction just say pray against strange women.
You ask me like
or a strange man.
I'll give you a name. If you ask me.
No, I'll say, it's coming to me. It's coming to me.
Under fire.
If you ask me about, I would, it's easy.
Let's go to the phone lines, guys. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Just alive. Good morning.
Good morning, actually. This is Moses calling from Blackie.
All right, Moses.
I will be very real and be very sincere. Yeah. It's all about moral. For me, to have been a child, I've grown enough to know what cheating is. That means if I caught mommy or daddy cheating, you know who I will go to first? I will go to the person I caught cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy. Go and tell daddy yourself, because you know I will tell. I can't be accomplice before God, not even before man. Because for me not to say anything, I'm an accomplice, because I know. So I can't be an accomplice to the bad you have done. Daddy, tell mommy, or mommy, tell daddy. And it's even safer when they hear from your mouth before they call you. And apart from that, something like this happened when I was a child. My mouth is very loud now, trust me. But that guy, I was still one bros in the room. And they said they came to do night vigil in the house. And I was sleeping. And later in the night, I saw something going up, coming down. I was hearing some noise. The next morning, trust me, stress, babe. The old copper people here.
Yes,
Wadagani is going up, down. The auntie was shouting, "Mommy!"
So you are tested and trusted.
Radio without telephone wire.
Even with visuals.
Hey. You're even describing it in clatters.
Hey.
Oh God, take your.
Hey.
Toilet.
My God.
Mm-mm.
It's like somebody saying...
Reporter per excellence.
It's like somebody saying, I will always stand by you. And you look and the person is sitting down.
You see, no, but that report that he just said now...
It's very accurate.
That's like an innocent way of portraying something that you saw as a child. Depending, like, you know, you mentioned something about... No, now.
Everybody was gathered.
As a child, whatever you see, you say.
You should have said it immediately, you saw it happening. You should have gotten up if he were innocent.
He would twist his mouth.
That time it was happening, he would have said, auntie, what is going on? But he didn't.
No, some children would do that, you know.
No, he's an investigative reporter. He cannot talk because, you see... No, he's a very tactful person.
He wanted to disrupt the place. He wanted to scatter the compound.
All right, this person says, what if one party is not your parent? Like when I was young, one night I came in and saw my mother coming out of a matrimonial room with a man I don't think I'd seen before.
Yeah.
I could not say anything because before then I saw a housemaid lying on her husband.
Okay.
Who was my stepfather. Okay. I told the son went to the room, turned on the light, and we ran to our room. We only accused...
Take it easy.
He accused us of trying to steal in the room, and eventually my mom heard about it. That's Francis E. talking.
Okay, so two of them have been cross-cheating.
Apparently. I mean, the mother is doing herself. The father is doing...
Two gave four.
What a house.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have so many comments on Facebook. Let's just quickly go to Facebook and do justice, and then we'll go to our next topic for discussion. Now, Shola Dari says, I will collect money from my dad and also collect money the baby's number if she's my size.
Shola.
Don't read me into it. Please move on to the next one. Shola, thank you for your comments. God bless you.
This one says, absolutely not. In the interest of peace at home, but after many years, we may joke about it.
Exactly. Okay.
That's my guy.
Smart.
Keep quiet, D.
Sorry.
Sample Bright says, somehow people's deeds will eventually catch up with them.
Yes.
I will not meddle at all. Yes. I will just let his deeds find him.
Let it find. I'm not his deed.
Meg J says, only a prodigal son would say something, but the other gender would easily spill.
Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you.
You everything.
Please read messages, John. I know what I'm going somewhere.
Put a plaster on his lip. And Jonas Chuksamuka says, if I didn't tell my mom and she didn't get to know elsewhere, she won't be upset and life goes on without
exactly.
issues at home.
And Jonas, God
keep quiet.
Bless you. Sorry.
But if I tell her and issues start at home and eventually leads to a divorce.
Yeah.
I'll be guilty.
And Jonas, you see, you're in Jonas' ends.
I will be guilty for the rest of my life.
Yes.
I'll be responsible for the breakup of my parents' marriage.
Yes.
You will also be responsible for telling the truth. For, how about that? Nathaniel Sampson here on Facebook says, I wouldn't say a word, though. Marriage gets messy when a third party is involved.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a child.
Oluwatosin Emmanuel says, I will not tell you, but God, one day God will expose them and disgrace them.
Leave God to do his job.
Ezekiel Jimmy says, I won't tell her because it won't end well.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Ashley Adams says, not to open office for her, do tell my mom for what? He's a man and he's a dad. Not to collect dues from Anna. Hey, good. Hey, these are bad children.
That money you gave me for book, it got lost. They snatched it. But you've not left the house. They snatched it. You want me to go and tell mommy to give me the same money?
Aye. Aye. Ibrahim Sado Muri says, why would I tell mom? Oh. What God has joined together?
Let no man put asunder.
And finally, still on Facebook, Okorigwe Chukwemeka says, this is none of my business. I know they put mouths for people's business.
Oh God, these are my people. Why you know they come meeting? So the meeting of children that don't mind their business, not just every 2 weeks.
Children that mind their business.
Yes. And leave their parents' business out of their mouth.
CMB. Okay, those people.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Sweet.
Hello. Anybody home? Okay, nobody's home. All right. Well, the number is for you to call 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We'll take two calls and then I'm going to be giving out 10,000 naira because you see, it's a very good day. Yes.
Yeah.
I like to dash people money.
For those of you that
very
did not,
generous
for those of you that did not tell, you will get 10,000 naira.
You're on your own. Hey. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hey, cheers to life.
Good
morning. Why are you giving
me
sexy voice?
My name is Shandy.
Oh, Shandy, welcome to the show.
For me, I will deliberately close my eyes.
Hmm. Why?
Because that is God's affairs.
Hmm.
It's not for me to mingle between adults.
You say what?
That is what?
My dear.
It's not my duty to mingle into adults something.
You can mingle into anything you want to mingle into because
it
concerns you.
Let me tell you something. If eventually you can mingle. I tell mom or dad and they're separated. And the same Bible says that pursue peace with all men.
Oh.
Mandelabo. The nominee is left for you.
You tell your dad. Mandelabo.
Mandelabo.
Hey, I receive.
Hey.
I wanted.
They have given you a word. That's a word for you. You got to receive it, Mandelabo. Receive it.
That is the first part of song. Zwazi. If you hear the surname, Mandelabo. So.
Oh, Mandelabo was his name.
No.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought. I thought that was like a sign.
No, no. He's in his spirit.
He was about,
you know.
I'm sure he's still blasting in tongues now. Even after the call.
I love this show. I love Nigerian food.
Me too.
So today we don't have Queen of Sheba, we have Mandelabo.
In fact, I say that when we are done with this show, when we sign up, we should do
Mandelabo.
That's our new. Yeah. That, when I come on this show, Mandelabo. If you don't do What's Up Lagos, Mandelabo.
Fill the blank. He told us to fill the blanks. Mandelabo. If you whatever follows your Mandelabo.
Mandelabo Swaziza.
You see? Hallelujah. I receive.
My goodness.
All right.
Oh, this is just great. Okay, guys, it's time for me to give you money. Not the money that Stretch promised you. I want to give you money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've been listening to the show from when we started up until now, then you might just be eligible for that money. We're giving out 10,000 Naira. Nigerian Food is very generous. We're always trying to see how we can help you, especially when weekend is near, you know, so that if you'll not be telling people, happy weekend, sir, and be looking at their hand. Happy weekend,
dry
sir.
Hands.
Happy weekend, sir. So are you ready? Mm-hmm. Call 0700-993-993-993. Call 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call us, a lady, 01465-7190. I'm not taking questions or answers on social media, only calls. Are you ready? You have at least 30 seconds or maybe less to give me my answer. Don't say, it's very straight to the point. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nike from Ikorodu.
Nike? I know this is Nike.
No, this is a different Nike. This one is dark.
Because you've known all the girls.
Yeah, I'm calling you. I'm not the Nike you are talking about.
Okay, you're light in complexion.
Are you sure you're not one of the people that kidnaps you?
Give her money.
Okay, you want to win money?
Okay, take the money.
Yes, I would like to win.
Did you listen to the show from the beginning?
Yes, yes.
What was sound off on today?
You said no.
No, sorry, Nike. Thank you very much for calling. Very straight to the point. Just tell me the answer. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Dayo. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Dayo?
What's up, yeah.
Just alive.
Yeah. All right, Dayo, who was our special guest on the show yesterday?
I did not listen to your program. Don't be offended.
All right.
Sorry, Dayo.
Enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Joko.
All right, Emmanuel. What was our musing for yesterday?
Oh, I didn't even see it yesterday.
Thank you.
Emmanuel, we are counting the money already, Steve.
Very sad. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Wow.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
What's your name?
My name is Evelyn.
Evelyn, no.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, Evelyn?
Evelyn calling from Mowe.
Mowe. Okay. Mowe GRE.
Mowe Ibako.
Okay.
So good set.
Yes, Evelyn. Yeah.
Okay, Evelyn. What was the topic for yesterday's second segment?
I didn't listen to yesterday's.
Okay, which day did you listen,
please?
I listened today. Yesterday I was not. I went to pick my PVC.
You went to pick your KVC.
Your PVC. Congratulations. Yay. You have your PVC. You can vote.
At least you didn't lose.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
The women, we like morning.
What's your name, Bo?
I'm Esther from Maryland.
Esther, you have a bank account?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you are ready.
Esther, I've never heard you call on this show. You are now calling to collect money. We're not giving you. Just end the call and be going.
Esther, did you listen to the show today?
Yes, I did.
If I were wicked, I would have said, what am I wearing?
Okay, Esther, what was our sound off on this morning?
Oh, I didn't listen from the beginning.
And you listened today, Esther?
Goodbye.
Esther!
And goodbye. You didn't ask her now if she listened from the beginning. So did you listen today? Yes, I did.
Turn off your radio, please. Turn it off. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's
please turn off your radio.
I'm turning off.
Have you turned off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you. I'm there.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Obinna. I'm calling from Ajegunle.
Obinna,
I'm calling from Ajegunle.
Yes,
Obinna.
She just called you to answer me.
What was the topic of yesterday's second segment?
For the beginning, you said today. Yesterday, we went to collect our PVC.
Is yesterday International Day of Collecting PVC?
That's the time we have chance to collect our own
PVC. Only yesterday.
I congratulate you for collecting your PVC.
You answered the question from today because I listened from the beginning.
Okay.
Vote your conscience here. Yeah?
Okay, now I'm serious. I'm going to ask you questions from today.
What's up?
All these women don't like money.
What's your name?
Hello.
Shavgo.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Only women. This is true that women like money. What's your name, my darling? Where are you calling from?
My name is Esther, calling from Ada.
Esther from Ada. This is the second Esther calling us this morning. Esther, what was sound off on this morning?
Esther. You say
it was Pazoranki.
No, she said you started with.
What was our sound off on today? I'm not asking you to give me a breakdown of the show. Okay, guys.
Esther, you nearly got it.
The fact that she even
I told you guys that I was going to ask questions about the show. It can be yesterday's show. It can be this morning's show. Yeah. But I'm asking you about today's show. And today's shows that most of you just don't really pay attention. You might listen.
It's like examination.
I want to give you people these 10,000, but
we're even seeing the money. It's even new notes.
Hello. Hello. Brother, hello.
Eka Rosa. Yes, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Brother, what's your name, sir?
Taiwo.
Taiwo, brother Taiwo. What was our sound off this morning?
I'm from 64.
Let me see my favorite song. I don't want to laugh. Taiwo, you're the winner. Taiwo, you're the winner. You got 5,000 naira this morning. All you need to do is go to our WhatsApp right now. Send me your details, your name, your full name, and your bank details right now. If not, 5,000.
Taiwo, do it now.
Okay, I do that.
You do that.
Yeah. All right. I hope you know our WhatsApp number, but if you don't, I'm going to call it out in a bit so that you can send it to us, all right? You know that new song now?
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Look at...
come on, look.
Come on, look.
My one here.
I love that song. Is it? Come on, look.
My one here.
Oh, yeah, look. My one here.
Come on, look.
It's not new.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear. And there goes your opportunity of 5,000 naira. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Everybody's afraid now. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
That's right.
Cheers to life. What was our musing from the show yesterday?
What did you say? Say it again.
I didn't listen yesterday, it was today.
I like your voice.
Good morning.
Sorry, darling. Thank you for calling. I like his voice.
But he doesn't have 5,000 naira to go with.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey!
She will win it and give it to her son.
And the living spring water.
Yay! Inside a bottle.
The prophet always in midst of prophet.
Yay!
So quickly, we have just a few seconds.
Okay, you tell me.
Yes, what was the name of the guest from yesterday's show and what was she talking about?
Yeah, it's a lawyer.
Okay. I'll give it to you. She was a lawyer, but what was she talking about?
She was talking about the grant for divorce.
Hey! All right, right, all right. Aigwe, please send us a WhatsApp message with your bank details. You want 5,000 naira.
Now, give your phone.
Right away,
and
right
give
away.
Your phone half. Give your phone half.
We gotta go on a break. We've got to go on a break. When we come back, we'll talk more on WhatsApp Lagos. I'm excited. I gave you money. All right, we'll be right back.
All right, just WhatsApp Lagos. Check your time right now. What's the time now?
11:31.
I thought you didn't know. All right, 11:31 on the clock, and this is the second segment of the show. We have, thank you so much for being part of that first one. And if you want money, this is not going to be a one-off. Mm-hmm. Yeah? We're here this year to reward you, loyal listener out there. All right, second part of the show, this money, we're asking you this. If you want to pick a life partner, what do you think? What are the basic things you think should be there? Is it money? Is it know-how? Is it family name? You know, some family names, the money have left the family name and the family name is still there.
Yes.
Is it fame? Is it power? Is it looks?
Is it good deeds?
Good deeds. What they've done. The father was a pastor. Oh, the mother was the father was a good imam. What do you look out for? What is that thing, that deal breaker for you? If that thing is not there, I will not marry.
I'm sorry, you're out of the game.
Go for this. What is that one thing? One. We didn't say count an array of things.
Yes.
One single thing.
What you consider the most important thing before you pick
if
a life
that
partner.
That thing is not there. Life partner, not dead partner, life partner. Yeah? What is that one thing that you can't do without in that kind of relationship? Let us know. Some is money. Some people say, if you don't get money, I don't marry. If it brings money, then love will
I think it's even the first thing that I hear people ask now. Yeah. Does he have money? Does he have money?
You know, someone posted something and wrote something on Twitter. He said, for women, for a man, they will say look for a life partner. But for a woman, if he has money, most of them will just follow.
Could that also be part of the reason why we have a lot of people in marriages that are not working?
True that. He will take care of me and my family.
Ah, please, though. I'd rather go to Cancun and and cry on a silk pillow
than stay in and be suffering.
Or a Jeju beggar.
Or Ikorodu.
There's no place like that.
A Jeju beggar.
No, there's no
place. Ikorodu. Can I say Ikorodu?
No, Ikorodu. You say a Jeju beggar. Where's that?
Berger, actually.
What?
Berger.
Is.
Why?
You're laughing at my educatedness.
No, it's Berger.
It's Berger.
Okay.
Julius Berger.
Julius Seth. Not
Julius. Julius Berger.
Julius. If you enter a bus and it says, drop me at Anthony, they will carry you past.
Oh, Jodu Beggar.
Oh, Jodu Beggar.
Everybody knows it's not Beggar. You know, because
okay, can we come back here?
Yeah, 0700-993-993-993 because I'm now lost. 0700-993-993-993. Sheriff, I think that we have to have a meeting with the presenters of What's Up Lagos because they need to check in
a town hall.
Okay, well, we're back to the phone lines. Let's talk. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning to everybody in the studio.
Good morning.
Madam Shakara calling from Egbeda.
Hey, do Shakara, madam.
Do Shakara.
Yay. Wow.
So for me...
Mm-hmm.
Shopping for a marriage mate back then, 15 years ago, it's more than just a thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You have to be a responsible guy. When I mean responsible, I mean you have to be reliable. You have to be accountable.
Okay.
For me, lies is a no for me.
Lies.
If you're a deal breaker, if you're a liar, I can't stand it. But if you are a stingy person, because I give generously, so I can't stand you. If you are a greedy, you don't give.
Stingy.
I can't stand you.
Mm.
So those are my criteria back then, and I'm happy I found it in the person I finally settled.
Lucky girl, you so lucky. And you're such a show off.
Yeah, 15 years
ago when I was shopping. Okay, baby. Shopping. Did you go to Montego Bay to shop for him? Yes, we're jealous.
Come on,
beat him.
Come on, said I'm beaten. As if they put him on show glass.
Yeah, see.
Husband material here. These are the best ones. This one's from China. This one's from.
And let me tell you, people out there, if you say you don't want a liar, you want somebody who
tells the truth.
Tell the truth.
So it's a truther.
But if it's a good liar, you might not find out. Let's move on.
I was thinking that. I was literally thinking that. So if you don't find out that he's a liar, how could you tell he's a liar?
He's not a liar.
Exactly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? You have not sent us your bank details.
Yes, I will send it now.
Okay. Tell us.
My name is Love Lady Ahigbe.
Come on, Love Lady Ahigbe. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, what is there that I will consider money first?
Yeah.
Hey.
Money make a man.
What happened to the prophetess in your place? Where did that go? Did you hide it?
Mommy.
You didn't say spirituality first.
Spirituality?
Yes.
Money and spirituality go to
No. John the Baptist was eating locusts. No.
Is that a man who cannot feed his immediate
No. John the Baptist.
Jesus did not have a bank account. Yeah, Jesus did not have anything.
He has treasure.
Which treasure? Show us proof.
John the Baptist was eating locusts.
John
the Baptist.
John the Baptist did not own the whole world.
Okay, John the Baptist. Locust, you know what he means to eat locust?
Yes, go to the bush.
For him now.
No, it's not true.
Aigbe.
You are dead without money. Say, I hardly. James Chase.
Hey, mommy.
So you have left Bible. You are quoting mommy. James Hadley Chase. Prophetess Aigbe, we are going to reconsider our relationship with you.
But even James, he hardly chased women.
Oh, my goodness. I love this show. back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Joy. Okay, Joy, what do you look out for?
I prefer a stingy man than a liar.
If a liar is good at lying, how would you know?
I don't know somebody I married.
You have already married him.
If he's a consultant liar.
Oh, what's the question again, Mary?
If there is no money, my own glory will bring money, but I better stingy man than a liar. He's a killer.
Joy, thank you for calling back before to defend your motion.
Before this thing, because correct.
Because she came back, she called back to defend her motion that she will stay married to a stingy man.
That a stingy man is better than a liar.
According to her,
yes,
a liar
is a killer.
It's a killer.
Yes.
Okay, Mandabo.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
This one, I will ask for our blog group.
Oh my God.
What's your blog group? That's our play hard to get.
AM or PM?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, please.
Well, for me, I think mine is support of the family. So if the family are not supportive, then I cannot marry. However,
you're not looking at his character. You're not looking at his temperament. You're not looking at how he treats other people. You're just interested in his family accepting you.
Those are, they said we should save one, something I cannot manage.
That's not the question.
What's the most important thing
that would make you, that you look out for before you marry a person?
What's your name, first of all, sorry?
Character.
What?
Charienti.
Your name is what?
Chaliente.
Chaliente. Charity.
Charyente.
Okay, Charyente. Right.
Okay.
Do you know that you can have a man who, even his family, if his family says they don't want you, and the man says, I will insulate you. People have left
people have left their families for their wives and moved.
Yeah, but you're not even married and staying with the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it so important?
It's true when it comes to marriage. When it comes to marriage, especially when this person we're talking about here is from a family, the children that will give birth to would want to know their family. So how do we tell them?
No, no, I'm not saying you will run away from them. No, so okay, let's make cut this short. Yo, marry me first. Let's talk about.
she said okay, character.
Yeah, as I was saying. Character is number one. Yeah. Why? Then the family. So if
one we, thing is only one thing, thing we ask.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for us to be tilting towards getting married, it means your character must have ticked the box for me.
Character is too broad. Character could be lying, stealing.
No, but she has a point.
What's the character? Mm.
Thank you, Chariente, for calling us. Chariente.
She's saying that before she even gets to the stage where she already accepts to marry him, I mean, she's already seen that. I mean, he ticks the box when it comes to character. So the first thing for her is character.
So I'm asking her, what character is... broad character could be he's not stingy, character to be doesn't lie. What is character?
Yes, you just answered it now. It's broad now. So for her to
taking more than one of the picks. We're saying pick one thing that is
and she said character now.
What is character?
Everything that is good that she likes in the guy. She's seen it and she accepts it. That's what she's saying.
Ask that question again. What is character?
What is character?
A scholastic bum.
Yeah. Yeah, she got it. She got it. That's the answer to the question. She got it.
I beg you guys.
She got it.
You don't know that Michael Jackson said scholastic bum.
That's
now you know what he's saying. That's what we used to hear.
Yeah, Mr.
Anyway. AY Dave says, there are plenty crazy listeners on WhatsApp Lagos. I'm having the time of my life in this traffic. Stretch Safe is their leader. Crazy leader. Then he said, which one is consultant liar? Stretch is crazy. We agree. We do.
We agree. This is a unanimous something.
Why are you not depressed all of a sudden?
I'm not depressed. I'm saying, it's like when you get a compliment. I mean, thank you very much for that. God bless you.
Thank you for identifying my talent.
That's deep. That touched me. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. So
hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, woo.
Hey, woo.
What's Bell? What? Pick it up, oh.
Sorry. What's up, Lagos?
Sorry.
Did you fall? Or was it you that fell?
Hey, woo. I'm coming.
You are?
Should we?
Okay, call us back. Are you coming? Na.
No, I'm talking right now.
He went here.
Calling from Becky. What I want to say is this. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Character goes first before any other thing.
Why?
Because if you possess a good character, you have the fear of God. That means when something you can do freely comes, you consider me. You always put me first and put God first. If I am the one, will I be happy someone do this to me? So you want to do what is right.
Okay.
What's your number?
All right. Okay. Wow. Better wants your number. Hey, problem. Not on this show.
So you see why I'm actually saying... I thought you swallowed siren. So you see, when you say, for me, when you say character, it is...
Was it for me before? You're saying for me, was it for me?
Thank you very much for that question. So when you say character, it's broad. When I come and say character, his character is what? His good character.
His character is broad. It is worth it. That's what it means.
His character is broad. I'm done.
Let me even Google it.
Yeah. My dear God.
Character.
Who are these people that are on this show?
My dear.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up? I'm back on the line.
Okay.
You see, two people are missing it all.
Yes, we are the ones that miss it all.
My son is a God.
You say?
So God has character already. You have the endowment. But they want to see the money of the endowment. They say a tree without fruits. What happened? It's
so,
neither.
So, Madam Igbe, you are saying that if someone comes to marry you and the person is a liar, but he comes with money, you will follow the person.
I use money to change it to be a fruitful person.
Yeah.
That will beat them. Beat them.
His money. The money is not your own. The money is his own. He has money and he's a liar. So you will marry
him. He has the money. That's why we seize the money.
So who told you give you his money?
Who told you can seize his money? That you are what? Are you FCC?
Okay. Let's listen to your God. He said that when you love him, he will make his your enemy to be at peace with you.
He's your husband, not your enemy. He's your husband.
Your husband cannot be your enemy.
Your husband can never be your enemy. Once he marries you with his money and he's a liar, he will keep on lying to you and he will hold his
money. I will suffer and make her take the money now. Then I will make her to be what he wants.
You cannot make him. I'm sorry. You cannot make him
anything. A man of 32. You can't change him. But with his money.
What concerns me with the change? Life is all about business. Jesus Christ came here and made the 12 apostles. You are one of them. So I will go there and make my money. Let
me
go with his evil character.
Does that stop it?
Evil character.
Hi.
Evil. Oh, yeah, send us your account details. Let us send you the money.
I've denounced you.
Me, I'm not even.
No, denouncing. You can't denounce her.
I have denounced you.
You can't.
She said that it's business.
Life is.
She said life
is business. Life is even business. Jesus is many big disciples.
So how has even got to do with business? If and you're one of them, tell us
so,
what
so,
really
so
happened.
She's saying it's a business. That she's there for her money.
You're one of them.
Yeah. Let me explain what she means. I don't know what she means now. But I'll talk to her later after the show.
Oh my goodness! I have had the best laugh today. I'm not even going to lie. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch
uh-huh.
to life.
Yes.
No stretch.
Cheers.
God, to life.
You know why I'm angry now?
Why are you angry?
Now don't share the money finish.
Now you say that you can't late. Don't be coming late for anything.
Purposely, whoever they pick that call, they see my number, they skip out.
That person is picking that call. God is watching you. God is watching you. That person.
God, they watch that person. You may continue. What's up, Lego? Okay, Omenka John.
Omenka, so what do you think? What is the most important thing you'd consider before picking a life partner?
You see, some people they just they talk. It's a way they go talk the main thing. In the other room, what to?
Okay, so how will you know about the other room? You would just say, "Come, let's go to the other room before I marry you." Hey, Omenka, that goes.
Ecstasy.
Oh, hallelujah. Daddy Lord.
Amen. Can leave this radio station now.
No wonder I didn't get through.
That's why the Lord has been blocking you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Because we don't need people like this by the gates of Zion. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Lagos. Churches. Still life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mrs. Sawari on the line.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, I think I'll go for a truthful man.
You went for a truthful man.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was truthful.
And how did you detect that he was truthful? Because I mean, I could tell you that I'm telling you the truth, but I'm not.
From his appearance, you will know.
From his appearance.
Hey.
Yeah.
Please tell me how truthful people dress.
When you see a liar, you will know that this one is a liar.
How? We need the how.
No, from what comes out of their mouth, you will just know this one is a liar. Somebody you just met, you are just promising the person, I'm going to take you to London, I will buy you car.
That's a cheap liar.
That could actually be true now. What if the person can do
this? What if he can buy you a car?
No. Even if you have such resources, not immediately.
Okay.
Not immediately.
You wait small.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for calling. Interesting. So you could tell a truthful person by his appearance.
Liars don't wear flip flops like that.
I'll tell you what. There are people who have mastered the art
of lying. I mean,
of telling untrue things
or half truths
or white lies. Mm-hmm. You know, and say, "Well, today I'm wearing my white hat." Doesn't mean that the hat is. Not a hat.
But what she says, maybe it worked out for her. She saw the
maybe she has a gift of sight.
Sight?
A spiritual gift of sight that she can tell, you know, a truthful person from their appearance.
Your gut feeling that this guy, no, this is not good.
Instincts are different from sight.
I think they are the same thing. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's that. Yes. Be a gift.
No, instinct.
Instinct is
intuition. Mm. What you learn is what is inside.
Yes, intuition is different.
That's sight.
She has a gift of
sight. Sight is intuition in teaching.
You're not getting me. No. She has a special gift of sight.
And sometimes, again, I feel like these are things that she cannot ever explain. When you say that, okay, if you see the person, you would know. Sometimes it's just about you knowing, not the other person. So you can't really
explain. You and I can be seeing the same person, but not seeing
the same thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what you are seeing is in your heart. So her eyes are eyes of sight.
See, the scales have been taken. They've pulled the cotton wool over her eyes.
You're preaching.
You know what I'm saying?
Mandible.
Like, they've given her...
The eyes.
Why can't you guys be serious?
I'm serious. I can't see our tone.
Yes, everything has calmed down.
Calm down. What's up, Lagos? Wow, I'm
Mandalabo.
Getting into this. Woo, woo.
Mandalabo.
Mzwazi.
Different. Yes. All right, we got just about 2 minutes to wrap up on the show this morning. And I must tell you, see, I've laughed, I've cried, I'm sweating, inside hazy. Is it serious something?
I fall off my chair.
Like, I mean, I'm not even going to lie. This is the best show ever. I mean, do you know what it is to be talking about this government, heavy, since morning? And then at this time, you're just like relaxing and just having a good laugh.
Especially on a Friday.
I love you, Lagos. Ooh. I love this show. I love it. I love you, Stretch. Say you love me back.
You love me back.
I want to call you something, but I can't call it on air.
Go on now.
I've said it in my mind.
I heard it. Back to you.
One last call and then we're done. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, Jesus alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You can't see nothing. Where you see?
Is it your seeing?
Leave him. Let him talk.
Is it your seeing?
Let him talk. Let him talk.
When you see them, determines the way you react towards them.
Yes.
That is just the truth. There's nothing like you see anybody.
Yes. Okay.
That
is why. Is it my eyes that you are using to see?
Topic, you can see that a lot of people cannot withstand truth. They want the truth, but they can't withstand it.
Okay.
Many people tell you, I want a truth woman. But if they see a truth woman, it's just too good to be truth for them.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, because we don't have time. We have to wrap things up.
I want to read this one. Kingsley says, a stingy individual is someone who has money but is very reluctant to part with it. He's ungrateful. He doesn't like to spend money on himself or others. Likewise, a stingy liar is like a confused tailor thinking he's a carpenter. But pray not to meet a very creative, intelligent liar. Mandalabu. Hashtag.
Mandalabu. We gotta go, guys. We gotta go. It's been an interesting day, and I must tell you, I look forward to Monday. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. It's been What's Up Lagos. Don't forget to follow Nigerian Info on all of its socials. Follow me on my social media, MIMIEYO, Twitter and Instagram. Or just search for Mary Ann Duke Cohn everywhere. Stretch.
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. Bye bye.
Feta?
Yeah. Feta Dynamo on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. Bye bye, Lagos. Love you. Lagos, spend the night at the Oriental, or at the Sea Blue, taking walks by the Civic Center, just hear you.